During our first half hour together this evening, we interspersed those carols and anthems with those prayers, those antiphons written by talented musician Marty Hagen. And those antiphons proclaim the good news and hope of Christmas, the incarnation of the divine embodied in the person of Jesus. And we all proclaimed, gift of God, O Emmanuel. Emmanuel meaning God with us. We would like to sing and repeat as a meditation some of those antiphons and offer words about incarnation and the hope of this holy night. Gift of God, O Emmanuel, Word of mercy, Word of justice, Word of prophets, Word of poets, Holy Word of God made flesh. Gift of God, O Emmanuel.
God is good. God is merciful and just. Goodness has been and still is worth proclaiming by prophets and poets. Is it still possible to speak truth and be merciful simultaneously? Indeed, the embodied Christ is such a gift.
Gift of God, O Emmanuel, in the stillness of the nightfall, in the stillness of each heartbeat, in the silence you are here. Gift of God, O Emmanuel. God is present in both the light and the dark, night and day. God is present in both. We are never abandoned in the dark, in the challenges, in the midst of sadness or struggle. God is with us. In Barbara Brown Taylor's book, Learning to Walk in the Dark, which some of us have read this Advent season, she talks about blindness. Blindness as a kind of gift, the dark night of the soul as a kind of passage. A sighted person who is able to see relies on vision mostly to take in the world. 70% of sense receptors are in our eyes, dominating other senses. But a blind person necessarily develops other senses: touch, hearing, smell. In the dark, other senses wake up. In our spiritual lives, when we are challenged, unable to see our way clearly, when we struggle, we too develop other senses.
A sense of patience, a sense of strength, a sense of faith, and a sense of hope. The challenge of darkness makes us stronger, like a candle held in the midst of a silent night.
Gift of God, O Emmanuel, you are bread for all who hunger. You are drink for all the thirsting. You are sacrifice and feast. Gift of God, O Emmanuel. God offers us spiritual nourishment in both the light and the dark. Our hunger leads to strength and wisdom. The Christ child is born in us. The kingdom is within.
What is your present hunger? What is your deep desire?
Gift of God, O Emmanuel, with the shepherds and the angels, with the Anowim and Magi, we lift up our prayers to you. Gift of God, O Emmanuel.
spiritual nourishment, prayer, leads us to solidarity with others. Compassion leads to justice. It is sacred to truly be with others.
Jesus often spoke in parables to teach. The word parable means to throw in with. God in Christ invites us to throw ourselves in with others. When we learn about others, we also learn about our true selves, and a new spirit is incarnated, embodied, and lived.
Who is it you need to spend time with? Who needs you?
Gift of God, O Emmanuel, to a world of strife and conflict, to a world of fears and hatred, comes the gentle Prince of Peace. Gift of God, O Emmanuel. God's peace, God's presence, God's love is the source of our love, our peace, our presence.
We are invited and inspired to be present in a world of challenge, strife, despair, depression, and fear.
We are called to be at peace so we can change the world.
What do you hope to do to be at peace?
Gift of God, O Emmanuel, to a world of grief and sadness, to a world of pain and suffering, comes the hope of joy renewed. Gift of God, O Emmanuel. The hope of joy renewed. This is why we celebrate. Despite the challenges, God's presence is a great gift. God with us changes us.
In communion with God and in community with each other, we are a people of gratitude and hope.
Gift of God, O Emmanuel, to a world that yearns for meaning, to a world that many hungers, comes the living bread of life. Gift of God, O Emmanuel. The living bread nourishes. Eternal love heals. This is what is meant by salvation, a healing, a reconciling. We surrender to the greater good of God and are lifted, strengthened, and made new. This is Christmas, a new hope, a true hope, true to our identity as children of a loving God.
What part of your own true self needs a new birth right now?
Gift of God, O Emmanuel, let the stars of nighttime praise you. Let the holy darkness praise you. Let creation join in song. Gift of God, O Emmanuel. And so indeed we praise God's goodness and we give thanks for the blessings. As creators, we create anew. We amend our lives. We become more fully alive, more fully our true selves. If the kingdom of Christ is within, each one of us can help to carry the kingdom. Each one of us is part of Christmas. Each one of us is newly born. Every day, we begin again.
We are light bearers in the dark. We hold on to love even when tired or discouraged. We hold to life and stand with the hurting, thankful for our blessings, inspired to share our gifts.
Enlightened enough to offer light.
Strengthened enough to offer strength.
Patient enough to be patient.
Listening enough to encourage listening.
Bold enough to love. So let us celebrate Christmas by believing in the mystery and believing in ourselves, trusting that the light of Christ will illuminate the way to truly live.
Merry, happy, holy Christmas to each and every one of you.
Amen.